already having recorded today's news yesterday, depending on what time zone you're in, and still holding the empty paper as the news read. You know, it's funny because just before I record this, I record the Symphony podcast, symphony.pacificdailytimes.com. And I do that to get all the political stuff out of my system so that I don't badger you with politics. See, that's the key. That's some things your friends don't want to hear, or certain friends. You know that one friend who doesn't want to hear you talk about? Okay, well, you've got to get that topic off your chest some other way. And the interesting thing is that when I'm actually reading what I write, doing basically the job of a news reader, that they call him an anchor, this, you know, fancy, dancy. Maybe they want to put him at the bottom of the ocean where he can sleep with the fishes. Maybe that's what they're trying to say. But they call him a news anchor. But, you know, in Britain, they call him a news reader. Now, I admit that when you get to a network like Fox or maybe CNN, where they've got one guy dealing with multiple different reports, you know, that makes sense. But when you're dealing with the Three Stooges from ages old, NBC, ABC, CBS, Three Stooges as they have been called, you know, they just sit down, good evening, and this is it's 6 o'clock, and this is what we want you to think. In other news, and now going to so-and-so in the field, and he's just reading what he's told to read. And they call him a CEO or an editor or whatever, rot, gut, you know, gut rot. Is it rot gut or is it gut rot? Well, I think that they used to call it rot gut, but the more appropriate would... Well, just because they use it that way, George, doesn't mean that they have to, that I have to continue. We could call it, I would think that gut rot would make more sense because then you've got the noun and the adjective. But you think that it's rot gut, fine. Well, that's what he's there for. You know, you can't. So, but the funny thing is, as I'm reading, I'm just looking at my computer screen, reading what I wrote. I have got this really nifty computer screen. It's this old, low resolution. I mean, old for, you know, how young it is. But it's just this square computer screen, and I everything looks big on it. And I just read what I wrote on that little side screen. But while I'm talking to you, see, I've got this paper making random noise to make it seem like I've got something that I'm talking about, because it just seems better that way. But I'm actually, so when I'm reading, you don't actually hear me reading, but when I'm not reading, it sounds like I am. Now that's a lesson in marketing, and I don't even know why it works. I don't know why the heck any of it works. Marketing is about human psychology, people. I'm sorry for calling you people. This is, you know, bro, or people, or, you know, that it can be verbally abusive. So let's see what's next here on my blank paper. You know, I've been taking this break. I've been very busy lately. And I know not having the paper is distracting, isn't it? But I want you to focus, which is why I'm being so distracting. Lately, I've been very busy. And I almost don't have time to do these podcasts. And I mentioned this last time. When I am just busy up to my eyeballs in busyness, but I pause to go do this podcast on Mad Media Monday, I think that I get to the point a lot quicker and sooner before I get to the point. But I feel that I'm more productive when I produce in the middle of being productive. Do you know what I mean? Being busy ain't a bad thing. You know, there's probably those things in your life that you know you got to just do. And if you just do them at the least convenient time, you might do a better job. Maybe. So I'm behind on several projects. And as you probably know, I'm a code web developer. Now, I you don't know. What do I do with my time? I'll tell you what I do with my time. I'm sure that you've always wanted to know. What does Jesse do with his time? Well, I'll tell you. I am like a human GoDaddy. I have web servers that I control, And rather than clicky-clicky on the interface, and it's really slow, and it's really expensive, and you're very limited and confined, and you've got the most inefficient shift point automatic transmission possible driving your website, and it's slow and expensive. What? It was done? It doesn't. I got to pay more, you mean? And then pretty soon you're paying $20, $30, $50 a month for hosting that you don't really need. It's unlimited, but then if you upload a bunch of file backup stuff, like, oh no, that's not included, so it's not really unlimited. Limited hosting. Well, I actually just do that myself. And you can upload anything you want to my servers, just about. I mean, as long as it's not, you know, illegal. But you can just upload stuff to your web space is like, you know, however many gigabytes, like 20, 30, 50. But you can just put whatever you want on it. And I control it. I sit at the black screen and type the little numbers, which I like if they're green, actually myself, but I just sit at the prompt and I determine, I just type stuff and I make it work. I don't do the pretty clicky clicky. And that means that I have to do the work that normally GoDaddy's entire staff does. And so I'm busy programming this and creating my own better version of GoDaddy for people like you. I'm not quite ready yet to roll it into production. I've got a few clients. I just picked up a client. I gave a client a proposal today in Asia, actually. He wants to get an office started. He needs a simple website to make his brand legitimate, you know, in the marketing sense, and get some email control. And I'm like, well, I do that. I can just do it. And if you have a question, you just talk to me. You don't try to find your way around GoDaddy. You just find me. And that's what I do. And I've been very exhausted writing out the code, making it just perfect. And the thing is this, if I could bring into my little geek world where it applies to the universe, I always have these options in front of me. Can I just leave it as kind of okay, sort of kind of works? Or do I take about 5 minutes to go redo the wiring and make it great? Make it awesome. As Tyler says at Tyler.com. If you want to know how to use WordPress, you need to go to Tyler.com. Now, don't email him, because when I email him, he doesn't answer me back. But, well, answer me forward or any other way of answering me. He doesn't answer me. But Tyler.com is cool. Just saying. But yeah, I have these options in front of me every day. I have a choice that I can make. Can I just leave it? Isn't it just good enough? How about I just keep typing it the long way, you know, type 10 seconds more every time, or should I take 5 minutes and fix it and do it right and give myself more options so that I won't have to rearrange the kitchen sink in the future? And it makes developing time a lot longer up front, but I know that in the end, it's going to be better. And I choose to do a good job because I get so irritated. You know, you got things, people did a bad job. Why did they wire it this way? Why didn't they think that? Why? How about the Buick Park Avenue, the old one from the 90s? Remember, you slam the horn in the middle of the steering wheel and the horn doesn't go off. I will never buy a Buick for that reason. In fact, a lot of General Motors cars, you slam the horn in the middle with your hand, it doesn't honk. And that's why I don't buy GM. And so I'm going to get to the point. Those who are good at what they do in their own arenas dominate other arenas. Adolf Kiefer won the gold in the 1936 Olympics 100-meter backstroke. It mattered to Germany. Art can overpower arms. A single pedestrian can stop an entourage of tanks. Not always, but it can happen if the art is compelling enough, or the pedestrian is angry enough, and the times are desperate enough. Hardworking people are fed up with junk everywhere. Politics, business, family, culture. Across the world, the best kept secret is the quality hard work dominating secret workshops. When provoked, those workers will emerge. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.